dive in. What do you say? How come I don't hear you? Hold on.
Raise your hand if you've been on all day.
Yeah, right?
Awesome.
Okay, so just before we start, I want to just make one announcement. I just want to remind everybody, if you're able, if you care to, you know, if you're able to support this program, I posted a few times the places where you can, the ways that you can make some kind of contribution, and I'm gonna post it again. So I appreciate it if everybody could, if you're able to, if you could just send some kind of payment so we can cover our costs. And that's the end of my commercial. And here's Elisheva. Elisheva, you know that this program cannot end without you. you didn't come on to speak at this moment. We were just going and going. You're gonna let some of us, you know, get to sleep tonight. So
exactly.
Thank you for coming. And
wow.
Why don't you know do your ending? Oh, also, I think the other kind of remarkable thing is this is like our first husband and wife teaching.
Oh,
team.
Wow.
We've never had that. So,
you couldn't get us in the same space.
That was what I was going for. But okay, this is almost
the Bechina.
Yeah,
so he was amazing.
Was he good? Oh, good. I heard. I tried to hear him. I was with the kids, but yeah. Awesome. So, Psach lanu shar, ve'ez ne'ilas shar, ki pana hayom, because the day is about to end. After all of Judy's work and tireless efforts, and all the tech people who've been working so hard to put this together. Tach lanu shar, Hashem, open the gates of everything that we've said and everything that you've learned and all the sparks of light and love and all the inspiration that you have in your heart. It should tach lanu shar, it should open up the gates of heaven. Ki pana hayom, because the day is coming to an end. And I'm honored and humbled to be the person who tries to bring it all together, tops it off, and just from here, Bezrat Hashem, gathering from all of you together, let's bring this all together and in a place of tefillah, in a place of connection. And I wanted, together with all of you, I wanted to share with you a beautiful, beautiful Rambam, and have a discussion together and take from all of the things that you learned today. I know that you learned a lot. Who here was here all day? Raise your hand again, or just go, woohoo! Woo! Amazing, what amazing women warriors you are, mwah, woohoo! So my kids were home most of the day, so I just had the chance of, I was zapping in and out. But what I heard, and tell me, let's go back for a second and recap, so we can just kind of like, have a vessel to hold everything, because you're looking back and like, okay, that was awesome, but what are you taking with you? So Rabbi Aaron was amazing. He's a hard act to follow. He's awesome. And basically, what would you say, Dova? How would you summarize what he talked about? What would you say? Unmute yourself. Judy, what do you say?
Don't feel guilty. You don't have to be guilty.
Don't feel guilty. Exactly. Don't feel guilty. Let go of the past, right? Let go of the past. Move on. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. We're not doing it justice. Rabbi Aaron, we're going to talk about these ideas.
His main point, I thought, was that the past is gold. So if you actually, anything that was negative that you felt was negative, well, you could actually turn it into power.
Gorgeous. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's beautiful. We're going to be talking about that idea also. Gorgeous, beautiful. And the zdonot, all of our transgressions, like the Gemara says, the zdonot nefchim lizchuyos. They actually are transformed to be our merits. We're going to talk about that. And then we had, who was right before? Riva, right? Riva before talked about, I only heard a snippet talking about letting go of the animal self, right? And letting go of those parts of you the shoes, taking off the shoes and letting go of that, the five, the power of five, and bringing all that to the divine consciousness of Ne'ilah, right? Anyone want to add to that? I didn't really catch most all of it. We had Reva talking about that. Then we had, was it Doba that talked about Bitachon Hashem, right? And not giving up, and Bitachon Hashem, and just keeping that connection always with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We had my husband talk in Yona about not giving up and accomplishing your life's mission, right? Right, remember that? Let's go back a little more. Anyone else? What we remember, go back a little more.
Can I go back to, hello? Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, can I go back to Rabbi, what's his name, David? David?
Rabbi David, sure.
Yeah, so I think also very essential, Nikuda, like essential to all of us, it's not about the other people. It's between me and Hashem.
Wow,
and
beautiful.
Yeah, even if beautiful. If somebody, you know, caused an mm-hmm. accident, it's not my Indian, like you said. That's okay. Not my Indian, what he did.
Gorgeous.
My Indian is, yes.
Gorgeous. I personally
have been there, and I personally did that, and I know that's the only way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And sorry, Yehudit spoke this morning about the Akedah and the mm-hmm. amazing levels of faith, the tests mm-hmm. of faith of Avram and Hashem, mm-hmm. a whole nother dimension.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. And I love also the sacrificing all the ego attachments. We're going to talk about that also, right? Sacrificing the Akedah, the ego attachments that we've had. We're going to talk about that. So, yes, Sephora?
Rebbetzin Golchevsky said that Orach Hapayim, one of the names, qualities of Hashem, actually means long nose. And
wow.
That when somebody irritates us and really gets on our nerves, we have to take a really deep breath through our long nose.
Gorgeous.
Composure back and to get our godliness
beautiful. You know how in the cartoons they always show the nose, like, you know, the puffing out of the nose when someone gets angry, right? Popeye, like, so here exactly, do the opposite of inhaling. Beautiful, exactly, using that Erech HaPayim, beautiful. And we had Revitin Sarah Fenton. I caught the end of the beginning, some of the middle and the end about the walls of Yericho and about breaking down the walls of your heart, the walls of your ego with the Teruah, with the connection to Hashem, Uvechein, and talking about Purim, right? Connecting that to Purim, to Esther, and all of that, right? Beautiful, beautiful Torahs. And who else? Anyone else, Judy? We're missing some people in the middle.
Rabbi Leff. He talked about the being like a sheep, being like a soldier, and being like someone mm-hmm. climbing a mountain.
Beautiful.
Les Salt said something so profound about radical forgiveness. That when Hashem is not doing these things are not happening to you, they're happening for you.
I love that. Gorgeous. For us. Fantastic.
I'm wondering if anybody remembers something about Rabbi Lev's lips.
What's going on?
Is he who spoke about all the different, from Rav Cook, Arot HaTshuva? Who spoke? That was amazing. All the levels of Rav Cook's Teshuva.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Amazing. Wow. So you must be
he really emphasized the ending of the cloud, that our, what we're doing for ourselves, it's actually for the cloud. Our responsibility towards the cloud to the whole world.
Wow, beautiful. Unbelievable, gorgeous. So you guys have been swimming in Torah and being in total immersion, immersed in these amazing, beautiful Torahs. So I'm just gonna bring an idea. I know that it's late, I know that everybody's tired. There's a beautiful song that came out that is based on the Rambam. So I want to learn the Rambam together with you. I want to tell you some stories and learn the Rambam together with you, and then listen to this gorgeous song together. It's going to bring tears to your eyes. It's a beautiful song that just came out from Aaron Rosael together with, I believe it's Eviatar Banai. So we're going to, it actually goes through the Rambam. Those of you who remember last year also, we took a song that just came out and we kind of did a little bit of a medrash, a little bit of a dance around it. So also Aviva did a beautiful dance, some stretching, right? So if you all want to stretch a little bit, roar, we can stretch, whoever wants to. Right?
Elisheva?
Yeah.
My family knows that when that song comes in, it comes on, no one, the one from last year, no one's allowed to talk. You know, because wow, he wow. wants to hear every single word, and I close my eyes. And I'm so glad you brought that to our attention.
Wow, wow, so gorgeous. Powerful, so powerful. Gorgeous. Wow, I love like what Rabbi Nachman
says. Which
song
was last year?
What's that?
What was the song last
the
year?
The song we taught, the class we did last year, and the song that we taught was Yishai Ribo's Yishai Ribo. I can put it on the chat. Yishai Ribo song, like it's called Seder.
Seder Avoda.
Avoda.
Right.
Seder Avoda.
Yes.
Avoda.
That was it.
Whoops. Oh, I just did it in English. But if somebody wants to write in Hebrew, Seder Avoda by Yishai Ribo. Sorry, I was in the wrong language. So the song that that Rabbi Nachman talks about this beautiful idea, I'm sure you all know, about taking the Torah and transforming the Torah into a tefillah. That's what we're going to be doing right now. All the Torahs that you learned right now, all the beautiful Torahs from the beginning of the morning, this incredible boot camp that Judy, our fearless leader, has, with so much koach and so much time and effort, has choreographed for this incredible, incredible day that Judy and all the techie people that have done this. So we're going to just turn all the Torah and make it into a tefillah. That's what we're going to do with this song. So
Elisheva?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to add one more thought, or you
sure,
collected
please,
all
please,
your thoughts?
Sure,
this is going back to the morning of, actually I'd like to go back to both of them, but at least just say something that Sarah Yehudit said.
Sure.
From the morning that all this test, all these choices that fall upon us, you know, on lighter levels, obviously not like Avram Avinu. She said it's all about like working on dissolving the impurities in your heart, asking Hashem to recycle, reconstitute our hearts so that it's pure, so that we can connect the truth of Hashem, and then we can choose the path of life on a very core level, that's Hashem's truth. And that is, she said, that's the Yechida. And she quoted this verse to say, to help us, Lev Tahor Bara Elokim. That really hit me very gorgeous. Strongly.
Gorgeous. That's Sarah Sandler talking, right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's gorgeous what you said, and we're going to bring the Rambam, and I'd love for you to bring this idea also, when we're going to kind of like unpeel the Rambam a little bit, bring a little bit some different ideas. And this is definitely a core belief and a core value that I think is hinted in the Rambam. We're going to talk about that. So please bring that up when we get there, if you guys are all still awake and and good to go. Okay, do we have koach? Are we good? Are we good to go? Yes, Judy. I said to Judy, I'll talk for like 15 minutes. She's like, just go. So we'll Bezrat Hashem. I'd like to do a learning with you, do the song, and then kind of like bring it all together, okay? And feel free, this is more of a together, like, you know, imagine they're all sitting in a circle and we're all bringing this all together, everyone bringing their own voice and their own ideas and taking from the things that you learned today. So if you have an idea, like Sarah just brought up, you have an idea that's something that comes up from what we just learned today, so please bring that up, okay? Okay, so ready to go? Okay, so I want to start with two stories. Story number one, I feel like these days that we're in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, is as my son, who is a new, he's in a real boot camp. He's in the parachuters boot camp in the Tzanchanim. Oh Hashem, he's in the, like, right now he's in the hardest week where they're like with like 5 tons of equipment on their bag, on their back, and holding alunkot, and you say alunkot, stretchers, and doing all of, like, lots and lots of hard, really, really serious, hard work. God forbid not, that we shouldn't know from a war, but doing like Shavua Milchama, where they're like reenacting different war situations. And last week, he jumped from a plane as a parachuter. He jumped from a plane. So I asked him, like, what was the hardest part of jumping from the plane? So he said to me, the hardest part was standing at the brink of course, he was the first one to jump. There were 25 things. He's not going to be the first one. And he's standing at the door, and the wind is like flying in your face. And he's standing at the brink, and you're just like, you know, in a second that you're about to do it. You've trained to do it. You've learned everything. They spent an entire 2 weeks learning how to do this. But like when you're about to do it, you're like, oh. So what happens? Somebody pushes them from the back. Like the madrich just like gives him a whack on his behind, and he jumps out. And that, like, the hardest part is the moment of. So we've trained and we've been in the boot camp and we're like right on the verge of tshuva, but like when we're about to do it, it's like, oh, and we need a little whack here. That's what we're here to, just do a little bit of gentle, delicate, like little pat that's gonna just gently glide us into tshuva. Number one. Number two, my daughter, is 4-year-old Batsheva. She's a riot. So the night of Rosh Hashanah, she was really not wanting to go to sleep. I put her into bed and she was fighting me, kicking me. Finally, she went into bed, and then she had like a Gilgul of Goldilocks, where she was just like, the bed is too hard, the bed is too soft, the bed is too big, the bed is too small, the bed is too this, the bed is too that. I'm like, oh, I was like, who are you? What is this? She was not falling asleep. Then she had like an hour fit of just screaming, and I'm waking up the whole neighborhood screaming. You probably heard her all the way here in spot, screaming. It was like, whoa, so not like her. The next morning, she wakes up all like cheery. Hi, Mom, big hug, everything's great. And I looked at her and I said, sweetheart, at Zocharet Maya Etmol, do you remember what happened yesterday? I said, you know, you were screaming and the bed was too big, it was too small, it was too hard, it was too soft, like what? And she said, Ima, ze lo haya ani, ze haya ani acher. That wasn't me, that was the other me. I promise you, she said it to me, quote unquote. This is like, even Judy can tell you, I told you the title of this like years, like a month ago or so, whatever, 2-3 weeks ago. And she just said that to me a few days ago. It was the other me. That was Ani Acher. So I want to hold on to that story for a second, because I think there's something very deep there that she's touching upon. What does it mean to become someone else? What does it mean? What is it? Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, do we have split personalities? Are there different parts of us? What does that mean to become someone else? So let's open up the Rambam for a second. Can we do this? Can we look at another text, or are our eyes like bugging out? Can we do this, guys? Judy, raise your hand if we can do this.
Yes, we can do another text?
Okay. So let's do the Rambam. Hold on a second. Can you see this? Can you see what on screen, what my shirt? Can you guys see this?
No.
Hold on. Let's do this again. Share screen. Okay. Now you can see this?
No. No. Oh, okay. Now you're warming up. There you go.
Yeah, yes. Can you see this now?
Yes.
Okay.
So these are the words of the song that we're about to that we're going to hear in a few minutes. These are mamish the words. I'm taking you to the Mishneh Torah, Hilchos Tshuva. Okay, can everyone see this? Hilchos Tshuva. Halacha Dalid, Perek Beis, the second chapter of Halacha Dalid. And I want you to see the Rambam inside before we see the song. Okay, the song is gorgeous. You're going to love the song. I want you to see this, it inside, and see how Aaron Rosel kind of played with it a little bit. Okay, here we go. Midarkei ha-tshuva. You guys following with me? It is in the ways of tshuva. He's saying, like, these are the characteristics of tshuva, meaning this is not halacha of tshuva. This is like a way, a path of tshuva. Liyot hashav tzu'ek tamid lifnei Hashem. To be constantly in a constant dialogue of the Rambam saying, of crying out to Hashem, not just during Aser Simei Tshuva, all the time, but specifically in Aser Simei Tshuva, we should be in a constant dialogue with Hashem, talking to Hashem, calling out to Hashem, tearfully talking to Hashem, tamid. See this word tamid? Whoops. Tamid, always. I don't know what I did here. Okay, there we go. Tamid. Sorry. Tamid, lifnei Hashem, bivchi, with crying, tachanunim, and supplications, begging to Hashem. Oset tzedakah, and we should do tzedakah, we should do tzedakah, meaning we should give tzedakah, literally, but we should also have righteous, like tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. We should act righteously. Kifi kocho, to the best of your ability. Umitrachek harbe min hadavar shechatabo, and disassociate yourself and distance yourself from the chet, from the transgression that you did. And here's the point that I want to talk about. Umishane shmo, and he should change his name. Klomar, as if to say, ani acher, I am someone else. Ve'eni oto ha'ish asher ha'ish she'asa atan ha'masim, and I am not the same person who did those sins. Ani acher, I am someone entirely else. I am another, acher. I am not the same person who did those sins, and to change his name. Now let's stop here for a second and tell me, what do you think this means? What does that mean? What does that mean to change your name? What does that mean? What does that say? Is that like a cosmetic, like hocus pocus? You can just like what does that mean to change your name? I would like to hear thoughts.
Transformation.
Let's hear.
Transformation, to transform yourself, to elevate, to clean the slate.
Okay.
Your name is
transform
yourself. To change your name.
Right, your name is like it's who you are. Your name is like your complete identity, really.
So gorgeous. Who's saying this now, Judy?
Yes.
Yeah. Judy's saying your name is your identity. What is your name? Who calls you by the name? What are the names that we have?
You have a true essence that you want to become, but other people call you by a name in order to have a reference to you. You don't call yourself by a name.
Okay.
To be your true essence, they call you by, others call you by a name.
So we only know who we are by reference to another. Who's talking now?
So you could be mommy, or you could be sweetie pie, or you could be buggy.
Sister, or you could be, exactly. Beautiful. So we're gonna go a little bit deeper into this point. I want you to look at, I hope this is still sharing. Do you see what I just did?
Yeah, still sharing.
Do you see the Chol Ish Yesh Shem? Do you guys see that?
Can you make it a little bigger?
But can you see what I just did?
Yes, we do see it.
Can I make it bigger?
Make it bigger. Everyone can individually make it bigger on their own screen. You can use your magnifying glass if you're on your laptop or your phone. You can like...
Yeah, because I don't see here. For me, it's like a full screen. I don't see how I can make it bigger. But can you see the Chol Ish Yesh Shem?
You can just pinch it out.
Yes, you can pinch it out if you're on your own phone, or you can use a magnifying glass.
It's not working for me here. Okay, so there's a beautiful poem that some of us might know from Zelda, that's based on the Medrash Tanhuma, on the bottom here. If you see where I'm in blue, okay. At Motza Shlosha Shemot Nikiru Lo LaAdam. There's three names that a person is given. One is that the name that his parents have given him. One is the name that people call him, like someone here just said, right, that we just spoke about. And one is the name that you give yourself, okay? We're going to go there in a second. I don't want to go there right now, but just hold on to that for a second. Zelda, gorgeous poem. She says, L'chol ish yeshem, everyone has a name, shenatan lo elokim, that God gives you, and natnu lo aviv imo, and your parents give you. L'chol ish yeshem, shenatnu lo komato ba'oven chiucho, your smile has given you, and your dress has given you. There is also, L'chol ish yeshem, shenatnu lo heharim, v'natnu lo kotlav. Also, there's the name that the mountains have given you, and the valleys. L'chol ish yeshem shenatnu lo chata'av. There's also the names that your sins have given you. V'natna lo kmihato, and your yearnings have given you. Okay, are you guys following this? The sins that we've done have given us a name. We'll get there in a second. L'chol ish yeshem shenatnu lo son'av. There's the names that our enemies have given us, and the names that our loved ones have given us. The names that are the work of our hands have given us, the melacha that we've done. The seasons of the year have given us, and our blinding, our blindness to the seasons of the year. Every person has a name that the sea has given him, and that his death has given him a name. Okay. So we have a lot of names. The Chol Ish Yeshem. There's a lot of names that we have. The names that our parents give us. The names that the people around us give us. The names that our actions have given us. We're going to get there in a second and understand how does this affect us. Let's just take this source. Okay, hold on to the source. Now I want to go to for a second to understand. So what does this mean? I can just change my name and then I can totally change my entire essence, my whole essence of who I am just by changing my name. What is the Rambam saying? This cosmetic, like, is this the way it works? Tshuva, by the way, the Rambam gets this in the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam goes and tells us, hold on a second, the Rambam tells us that the original source for the Rambam is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says, I didn't bring you the source, that says that what can rip up our decree, our evil, God forbid, Roa Hagzera, Tshuva, Tfila, Tzedakah, it's Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And guess what the fourth one is that nobody knows about is what? Shinoi Shem.
Changing your name.
It's brought down the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The four things we know, Tshuva, Tfila, Tzedakah, that we all know. But the fourth one, changing your name?
What?
Changing your name. Okay?
It sounds like a consciousness perspective shift.
Who's talking now?
Sarah Sandler.
Sarah Sandler, gorgeous. So I want to first answer the question. I want to first ask the question, exactly what you're saying, we're going to get to in 1 second. Exactly. But we want to first understand the question, what does this mean, ad kedekach, that it's written in the Gemara, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, as the four things that can change your luck, change your essence, change your fortune. Ma'avirin et roa hagzera, changing your name, changing tshuva, tfila, and tzedakah. How could that be? What is that? So let's just leave that question. We're going to get to Sarah exactly in a second. I want to just go to one more source. Let's see. Tell me if you do. You see that? Do you see this? 1 second. Where did it go? Here. No, 1 second. Here. Did you see? Can you see the Sephariah source that we just went into now?
Yes.
Genesis chapter 5.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I know this is a lot of sources. We're going to do a little more sources, and then we're going to go into the song. I just want you to understand the depth of what we're talking about. So in order to understand, when according to Rav Tzedakah Cohen, how do we know the source and the essence of something? We look at the first time it appears in the Torah. So I said, well, I want to understand what this means, kriat shem, to call a name, to call someone a name. Who called names? Who calls names? Who was the first person to call a name? Tell me.
Adam Harishon.
I mean, you would think it would be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? You would think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu calls a name, but guess what? In Genesis and Bereshit, who calls the, Hashem calls the light, Deve, Kreta, Or, Yom. He calls the Choshech, Laila. He calls the Rakia, Shamayim. He calls the Yivasha, Eretz. He does all that, but he doesn't call it a name. He just says, Vayomer Vayehi, Vayomer Vayehi. What happens is that Hashem gave Adam, one second, where are you? Where did it go? Hashem gives Adam, wait one second, this is, Hashem gives Adam Harishon the ability to call names to the animals. Vayitza, we're in chapter 2, verse 19. Can you all see in here? Sorry, this is a lot of text. Yeah?
Yes.
Vayitzer Hashem Elokim min hadama kol chayat hasadeh. That kol ha'ov, God formed out of the earth all the wild beasts and the birds of the sky. He brought them to man to see what he would call them. Listen how brilliant this is. What is it? To see li'ot ma yikralo. What does that mean? That there's bechira. There's bechira chafshis and how a person calls a name. You can decide, like Rav Aaron, David Aaron was talking about, the idea of calling names is coming from a freedom of choice that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to man. I know there's a Gemara that talks about that a person gets a divine, gets Ruach HaKodesh when you call a name. But the actual calling of the names is a human subjective experience that is totally based on the human experience. Hashem put all the animals in front of to Adam and Rishon and said, you call the names. Let's see. And Hashem says, who? Let's see. What will Li'ot Mayikralo? Let's see, what will you call him? I mean, God himself, Kadosh Baruch himself is like kind of like a muse, like this is an adventure. Like, let's see what will happen. Because it's subjective. What Teva Ryder will call beautiful, Miriam Esther will call interesting, and Rivka Weinstein will call, like, you know, just maybe possibly downright challenging, right? Or just, right? Every person, we have the names that we call, the experiences that we have, the animals that surround us, the names that we call is a totally subjective experience. Are we all following me? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So Hashem gave man that ability to call names. And man can use that ability with Bechirah Chafshis in their own way. Questions up until now, because we're going to go one more step, and then we're going to circle back to what Sarah Sandler was talking about. Any questions up until now?
I don't know if you heard, but Rebbe Nissen Kolchevsky, she said that things that her kids did that she thought was like obnoxious, when her grandchildren do it, they're just so cute.
Gorgeous. Exactly. This is exactly where we're going. The subjective experience of calling names, we have to understand, is totally subjective. It's not yet divine. We're going to get to the step where it becomes divine in a second. So that's level one. Okay, beautiful. I love that exactly. I love that what you just said. Exactly. Now, so let's hold on to that. And now we're going to go to another level, and then we're going to tie it together. Bereshit Hay. Bereshit Hay. Zeh Sefer Toldot HaAdam. Hold on a second. Okay. We ask the question, what does it mean to be different? To be a liot acher? How can I be the same person that I am, yet I can be someone entirely different? What does that mean, that I've cut off from the past? Like Rabbi Aaron was talking about, like all the people we're talking about up until now. Am I taking with me my past? Or am I cutting off the past? What does the Rambam mean by liyot acher? What does it mean to become someone entirely different, acher. So I said, hey, let's look, if I want to understand what it means to be acher, let's look at the first time acher appears in the Torah. The first time acher appears in the Torah is in Bereishis, chapter 4, verse 25. Okay, Vayeda ha'adam od et ishto, vateled ben, vatikra et shemo shet. Adam knew his wife again. He bore a son named Seth, Shet, meaning God has provided me with another offspring in place of Abel, in place of Abel, in place of Hevel, Hevel who was killed, ki harago Cain. So he says, Zera Acher, another offspring. So what? How do we understand here another? Who is, what does this mean, Acher? What does this mean? How do we understand now? What does it mean to be another? Does it mean that I'm totally cutting off from that past? Or does that mean that I'm taking it all with me? What does that mean? What do you say? Based on this source.
It can't be cutting off, because God doesn't cut us off from our essence. We always have to grow from it. There may be parts that become differently understood, but we have to grow out of, we always have to grow out of who we are, the kernels
exactly.
of who we are.
Exactly. Exactly. Meaning, as much as the Rambam is saying, Ani Acher, and we go back to the Rambam now, right? Ani Acher, Ani Oto Ha'isha Sa'otana Ma'asim. I'm not the same person. I am someone entirely new. But with that, we know that the word Acher, the word acher, I am another, to become another. Another is only in reference to what was. You have to say, I'm giving you another apple. That means that you have an apple already. I'm giving you another chance. I'm giving you another X. I'm giving you another book. You have a book. I'm giving you another one, right? Another, to become another, to become acher, to become an other. You have to have something, a reference point. You can't totally dissolve and extricate yourself from that other of who you were. Are you all following me? I know it's late. Are you all following this, right? You cannot totally cut yourself off from that other, from that acher. And that's what also in Bereishit Hey, he's saying, Adam knew his wife. He gives birth to Shet. Shet is a new person, but guess what? He is in the shadow. He is echoing another of the other offspring of Hevel. You cannot deny that his birth is coming, echoing in the continuum of Hevel. We can't just say, okay, Hevel's over. It's not just another. Another means that I'm taking with me everything that I've had with me until now. And like all the people, that all the beautiful speakers that you heard about, what we talked about in the beginning, that you are transforming that darkness, transforming that sin, transforming that sadness into the other. You're taking that with you. You cannot totally cut off that person who you were. Okay? So now let's go back. And by the way, the two other places where it says another are with Yosef. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Right? That Rachel says, when Yosef is born, now Hashem will bring me another. Meaning, I have Yosef, and I want Yosef. I'm not cutting off Yosef. I want Yosef and another. I'm taking Yosef with me. That's another example for understanding that acher is taking with me, pulling the past with me. The other acher is also when, there's a few other that I'm not going to get into right now. But that's the idea. Now I want you to listen to this song. And I want you to tell me, to go back and tell me, after we hear the song, I want you to explain to me, what did my daughter mean by Ani Acher? Okay? We're going to take it one step deeper. And with that, we'll wrap it together. Okay?
Elisha,
Is
the song in Hebrew?
The song's in Hebrew, but it's exactly this. It's exactly among the ways of the apprentice are, so if you want, you can kind of, can you hold this window open somehow? I mean, the song is exactly these words, okay? So if you know these words, the whole song is what we just learned, Midarkei HaTshuva. It's the path of tshuva. We'll do it one more time in English, and then you're gonna see it in the song. Midarkei HaTshuva, it's the path of tshuva. Liot Hashav Tzoek, the repenter, should be constantly crying out to Hashem, crying to Hashem, in supplication, begging Hashem to do, and he should be doing tzedakah, and he should be doing righteous acts according to his ability. And he should distance himself from the chet. And he should change his name, which we just talked about, idea of changing your name. What does that mean? We're gonna end with that idea. He should change his name. What does the Rambam mean by saying change your name? Hold that question. Change your name. What, I'm gonna cut off my past? What? We just learned that achar means taking it all with me. What does that mean, change my name? Klomar, ani acher. I am someone other. I can become an other. I can become someone entirely new. I am another. That's what the Rambam is saying. Eini oto ha'ish. I'm not that person shasa otan ma'asim that did those misdeeds, to completely change his conduct for the good and straighten his path. I'm going to read in English, and exile himself from his place of residence. He should golem mikomo. Rambam is saying the way a person does tshuva is step out of your makom, out of your place, like lech lecha, me'artzecha, mimoladecha. Step out of that place. Step out of that place. And that's how you do tshuva. When you exile yourself from your place of residence. We're going to talk about that also after. I want you to hear the song. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. Yes, who's speaking?
Question? Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Hello? It's Rivka speaking. Can I ask something? Yeah. So I kind of see it differently. Maybe I'm off the track, but isn't it going back to who I really am? Isn't it becoming me? Instead of becoming acher, I'm becoming me.
By becoming acher,
I'm becoming acher, who I truly am.
So exactly. So you're going in the direction that we're going to go into.
Elishava?
It seems like from the Rambam, Eini oto ha'ish. I'm not the same. I'm not that person. I'm not the person who did those sins. But then who?
Because it wasn't me.
That's what my daughter
was. It was Ruach Shtut that caused me to do it. It wasn't me.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to get. We're going to go there. We're going to go a little bit deeper. And then we're going to circle back to what my daughter was saying. Exactly. I'm not that person. We're going to get there. I want you to see. I want to first ask the question, and I want you to understand how the pshat of the Rambam, what it seems like the Rambam is saying, and then we're going to go just a little bit deeper based on what you just said. Who just spoke right now?
Rivka. Rivka, so, you're welcome.
Elisheva?
Yeah.
It's Rivka's birthday right now.
Oh, mazel tov.
I want to bless everybody. Afterwards, I'll bless everybody.
I want to hear your blessing. After we're going to do this, I want to hear your blessing from your essence, from your core, from who you really are, from the name that you call yourself. Okay? You ready? Okay, so guys, are you ready for this gorgeous song? It's beautiful. And the words are all in Hebrew, but hopefully you'll be able to follow. You know, maybe hopefully you'll be able to follow because it's all the English that we said just now. It's the simple Hebrew. Okay? And see if you can get the... Aaron Rozael is giving us like a peyush. He's giving us an explanation of how to understand the Rambam. Okay? Let's see if you can all get it. You ready? Okay? Can you all see this?
I'm in here. It's not bothering you. Okay.
Let's see. Hold on. If this is good. No, sorry. Hold on.
Mute yourself.
Can you all see?
Yes.
Can you all see? Just figure out if you can see it.
Yes.
Okay. There's a kind of thing. Same person who did those acts.
Can you make it louder?
Can you make it louder by you? I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. How do I do this? Where am I? Zoom. One second. I will go back. Not sure. Okay. Okay. So, what did you think?
Beautiful.
What did you think of the song?
Powerful, powerful song.
You should hear. I'll send you the link.
Let me. I can hear it. Yeah, here. I couldn't
hear
anything.
Could hear it? Were you able to hear it?
Couldn't really hear the words.
Okay. So I'll send you the link and maybe listen to it on your own, in your own computers with your own. He does a gorgeous take on the Rambam. Anyone catch what he does? Anyone catch what his chiddush was? Anyone get it?
I think that he said when he said I need that changing your name is saying that I'm becoming a new person. He said Lomar Ani Acher. I'm a totally new person. Think.
Meaning the Rambam says that a person should be Hashem. The way of tshuva is constantly crying and calling out to Hashem, but it doesn't say what. And what the song does, he says, what should we be constantly crying out to Hashem? What are we screaming out to Hashem? Ani Acher. I am someone entirely new. I am different. I am not the person who I was yesterday. I'm not the person I was last year. I am not the person who did that sin. I'm not that ani acher. I am someone entirely acher. I am the other. I am in something that is totally different. Ani, and that should be what you're screaming out. We're calling out to Hashem, ani acher. I am someone totally different. I am another. That wasn't me. Like my daughter said, that wasn't me who like was screaming all night, who did those sins. You're looking back on those sins like, Hashem nu bagad nu. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. So now let's go deeper, my sweetest sisters, and open your heart. What does that mean by saying that wasn't me? What does that mean by saying that wasn't me?
That wasn't my true essence.
Exactly. Beautiful. I think, and Hashem should forgive me if this is not what the Rambam intended, but I feel like my Rav Reb Kenick said always when you teach a text, make sure that you're saying like very close to what the text, what the author of the text is saying. But I feel like the Rambam is saying, this is again, my parish, my thoughts, and I hope this is in the line of what the Rambam was intending. Ani acher, meaning I am not, also what Rabbi Aaron was saying, if I just veered off the path, like chet means just kind of veer off, if I missed the mark, that wasn't me. That wasn't the true me. That was the like, you know, the old me. That wasn't me. That was just full of the Eitzahara. That was just, you know, whatever was going on. That wasn't the real me. Who's the me? What's my name? I am a chelek eloka mima'al mamash. I am a piece of the divine light, like Rabbi Aaron was talking about. I am enveloped in godly consciousness. And if I was truly enveloped, I would never do this thing, but I just lost sight for a second of who I am. That was not me. I am the Lev Tahor Barali Elokim. I have the purest of heart. God, Elokai Neshama Shenatata Bi Tahorahi. God, you created me with such a pure heart. So pure, so full of hope, so full of ratzon, of desire to do your will. Like David HaMelech says, La'asot ritzoncha Elokai chafatzi. I came into this world just wanting to do your will. I saw from one end of the world to the other end of the world, the truth, and only your truth, Hashem. And I, just the layers and layers and layers of chatzitzot that just covered up that dust. And hitnari me'afar, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. And I feel like only a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old can really feel that. She said to me, Ima, that wasn't me. What did she mean by that? She really meant that because I'm good. I am pure. I am tahor. I am a piece of the divine light. A young 3-year-old, 4-year-old knows that so well because they're so close. They're so close to the time where the Malach taught them and made them understand that their sense of self-worth is totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it will not be tainted by the ma'asim. Like Bruria says, Itamu chata'im and velo chot'im. It's the sins, it's an outer part of me. That's not me. I'm not gonna identify with my sins. I'm not gonna make that a part of my identity, of the names that I call myself. I understand that I am acher. I am a piece of God. And that really wasn't me. Like looking at that, looking back and saying, hey, who was that? What was that? So in a sense, you could say, hey, that's not being integrated. We're not integrating, but saying, I'm taking that part of me. I'm taking that part of me. And I'm saying, you know what? I have that part, but that's not the real me. I have that part. I acknowledge that I have that part. I did this and I did this and I did this, but my who was it, Rabbi? Who was the rabbi that we just had, Judy, that just gave a series that talked a lot about the Lulav? What was that Rav's name? Rabbi
Trugman?
Rabbi Trugman. Rabbi Trugman said a beautiful idea that when we're knocking on our heart, we're not like boom, boom. or the Chetcha Chetzenu, we're knocking, his wife has had this beautiful idea, we're knocking on our heart and we're just unpeeling and just let Hashem in a little more. Let me let Hashem in more. Let me connect to my true soul essence. Ani Acher, this is not me. Ani Acher. And that's what we should be calling out all day to Hashem. Ani Acher, you know me, God. You created me. You know that I'm good. I'm not going to identify myself with all of those chataim that I did. Ani Acher. Any thoughts, comments?
I think that often when somewhere along the line there something occurs and people start to think that it is them, right? Like a 3-year-old or 4-year-old is still close to he's still Tahor, and it's still, he's still like with the pshat, but then we become complicated. So I think unfortunately sometimes us as parents cause them to think that there's something which they aren't. So
exactly. And that's the point I wanted to end with, and then I want to hear from all of you, meaning I'm suggesting that the Rambam is saying that you should call yourself a new name. I'm suggesting that the Gemara that talks about tshuva, tefila, tzedaka, and call yourself a new name goes as follows. We all have names that we call ourselves. We all have names that our sins call us. I get angry. That's who I am. I am a victim. That's who I am. I am hopeless. That's just who I am. Or the names that we call us are the people, our loved ones. Oh, he's just always late. No matter what, he's going to be late. Or he's just lazy. Or he's just, you know, stubborn. Or fill in the blank. I am just, you want to fill in the blanks? You want to write some words in the chat? Fill in a blank. Give me some words. What are the names that, no, Tava's like, no. Or that someone, yeah. What are the names that we've called ourselves based on our imperfections, based on our mistakes? We started believing, like who just said, like Rivka just spoke. We started believing the names that we're called. Oh, you're the lazy one. Oh, you're the one in the family that always messes up. Oh, you know, we start believing the names that we call ourselves. The names that we call our children, the names that we call our spouses. We have names, we put them in names because that's what God gave us, the ability to give names. We saw that Adam HaRishon called names. We see that God gave us that ability, right? So what do we do now?
Well, that's not true. Adam HaRishon had the ability, but we don't. When we call names, we're often...
Hashem gave human beings, right? But Yikra Shemam, and Hashem said, let's see what you're going to do with these names. Hashem said, I'm giving you all these things, and let me see what names you come up with. It's a human, it's a subjective human experience to categorize, to catalog, to want to create a template, to make a framework, and then to lock ourselves in and to say, this is who I am, because we like stability. We like structure. We don't want to change. So Hashem says, whoa, the Rambam says, whoa, 1 second. Give yourself a new name. Instead of being the stubborn one, instead of being the victim, instead of being the one who always gets angry, the one who messes up, the one who's always late, give yourself a new name. Break out that construct that you've been calling yourself, that the world that you think that everybody's calling you, break out of that, out of that template. You can create a new template. It's dynamic, it's flowing. It's full of adventure because you don't know where it's gonna take you. We prefer to hold on to our ego, hold on to our negativity, hold on to those templates of negativity than to open ourselves up to the glory, the adventure, the excitement of what it means to be an ever-evolving, becoming soul. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, Elisheva, what this whole dogma that you're unfolding for us, it's a very healthy choice because it's placing us in a path where we're exercising not only emuna, but actually bitachon in Hashem, that we can become the real person that Hashem created us to be in potential, that we can explore, that we can grow from that. Exactly. And at the same time, we have to acknowledge mistakes that we've made. We do have to do tshuva. That's a real thing. Hashem puts that before us, especially now. But to embrace the fact that we can grow. Exactly. That's how Hashem made us. He made us as potential beings to unfold more and more towards godliness and to reflect godliness in the world. And it's very healthy to see yourself that way.
Exactly. Ever evolving, beautifully said, Sarah, Sandra, gorgeous. Ever evolving. The Rabbi Nachman talks about tshuva, ana azmin lemahave. I am in the process of becoming. I am constantly in the process of becoming. I'm not holding on to the name that I was given yesterday, even the name that I was given. I'm giving myself a new name today. If I had to give myself a new name, what would that name be? Right in the chat, give yourself a name. What would that new name be? Tova. Right in the chat. Let's hear. Teva. Tatiana. What would that name be? Give me some names. If I would free myself from the shackles, from the bondage, from the handcuffs of what it feels like to be in a box of a name that someone else has given me or that I have given myself, and I free myself and say, I can be what Hashem has destined me to be. Chelek Elokam Imam Mamash. I don't see any names here. What are the names that you're being?
Wait, could I just say something?
Yeah.
Could I just say one thing?
Sure.
When Adam gave names to the animals,
Can I say something?
When Adam gave names to the animals, he gave the name of what they really were.
Exactly.
You're talking about trying to come up with a name of who your absolute essence is that Hashem meant you to be.
It's gorgeous. Beautiful. The names we give us, our names that Sarah Fenton talked about this in the morning, are names that we wouldn't call our friends these names, right? You know, these names that we call ourselves. Oh, there you go. We would not do that. A new name would be Mrs. Deep, Caring, and Giving. Nice to meet you. Love that. Gorgeous. It's beautiful. Give yourself a new name. Anytime you hear that voice, and this is what the Rambam's saying, this is what the song is telling you, that voice that's crying out to you, here you go again, Miss Mess Up, you messed up again. Here you go again, Miss Failure. Here you go again, Miss Always Gets Angry. Here you go, Miss Doesn't Know How to Handle Her Children. Here you go, Miss Who Doesn't Know How to Be a Good Wife, Doesn't Know How to Cook Dinner. You know, keep going. Miss just doesn't have anything going in your life. Change that around. God gave us the ability, gave it to Adam and gave it to us, the ability to take those names and call ourselves a name based on our true essence. And that essence has nothing to do with that name that was given to us, or the name that false name. That was a name that was given to us based on ego, based on weakness. We want to tap into that soul light energy that only says truth, and that is dynamic and evolving. And guess what? Miss Deep Caring and Giving, tomorrow you'll be something else. And the next day you'll be something entirely new. It's constantly evolving. The wife that I was yesterday is not the wife that I was today. The avoda that I did an hour ago is not the avoda system that I'm doing right now. It's constantly evolving and constantly the process of becoming. And I just want to end with this idea.
Say something else.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
What's that?
Doba.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
No, not so well.
Okay, forget it. Yeah, Michelle.
You want to write
it's
it?
It's very hard to go through the whole thing. I meant I am.
What?
I'm sorry. Did anyone, you want to write it in the chat?
I don't do that. I am. Per cables.
You're vibrating, your voice.
Okay, forget it.
Don't you have earphones?
I want to hear. Can you write it down? Can you write it down?
Yeah.
May I, Elisheva?
Please, please.
There are two things that you brought up that I think are so profound. A name itself, when you mentioned it, it's subjective and it's a human experience. I right away started to think it's a tool of speech, and we are the ones with the gift of speech. We are the one that Hashem gifted to speak. And I think that, you know, and it's about the power of speech. And when we're naming ourselves, when we're naming other people or labeling them, we are saddling them perhaps with something not as healthy as it could be, or even ourselves, and even in our thoughts.
Gorgeous.
And the second, thank you. And the second thing,
we're limiting them. We're limiting their potential. Yes. We're cutting them off from who they could be by putting them in a box when they're this endless bright light, and we're just right mitzamtzem who they are. Beautiful, limiting them.
And the second thing that was really so super profound, I was trying to reconcile the differences between the two ahers, right? The one that is disconnected and separate, and then the one that's still part of the same, connected to what pre-existed. And I thought that, you know, like the letters, we are vessels. And when it's what we put in, and we can't put something new in when we're covered or when we're full of something already. So we empty ourselves out, and that crying out to Hashem saying, you know, I'm different, I'm another person. It's emptying out all the schmutz, all the negativity, all the energy that was that was weighing us down. This is what I was thinking. So
gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. Exactly. That's exactly the point. Can we reconcile the ani acher, the part of us that is totally different and totally the other, yet we're taking with us, recognizing, identifying, embracing those parts of us, looking it in the eye and saying, this is who I thought I am. But I am acher, subjective to that, taking that experience and that gift of speech that we have, and our need to, we have a need, a human need to kind of categorize, catalog, put things in a box, taking that and just ripping it open to something entirely new. Gorgeous. So beautifully, beautifully shared. So I want to just end with what the Rav Soloveitchik actually brings this idea down. And he says that sometimes in repentance, though his something, that something before repentance consisted of something that was horrible, abominable, despised, abhorrent. This is actually quoting the Rambam, talks about this parts of us that were horrific, ugly, disgusting, those parts of us that we just want to go, ugh. We just want to, like, we don't even want to look at those parts of us. We have to understand, and if you want, I can send you this text afterwards. It's an Al HaTshuva and Repentance of the Rav Soloveitchik. We have to understand that repentance is the cornerstone of Judaism, because we, through the Hasidut and Kabbalah explains that however great a man's transgressions may be, they fail to penetrate the innermost core of your soul. There's a part of you that is untouched always under all the circumstances. There remains something pure, precious, sacred in a man's soul. If all were corrupted, if sin were to annihilate the entire personality without leaving a trace, then repentance would be impossible. The idea that in the mystique of a man's soul, there is an aspect that remains a pure core, despite the impurity, is in the prayers that we say, Elokai nishama shenitata bi tahora hi. The sin and the sinner represents only a pseudo personality, his external self only. Like my daughter said, La zelo ani, zaya ani acher. That wasn't me, the true me. We would not be able to do tshuva if we weren't able to acknowledge that fact that we have this pure essential soul that is on fire for Hashem, even though the fire has been covered with a lot of dirt and dust. And this is the essence also of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. It's just wanted to throw in this idea that if a person, how does a person affect change? How you change your belief, number one, change your belief, change your movement. The Rambam talks about change your place, change your comfort zone, go out of your place, go out of those labels that you call yourself. Go out of those places that you feel really comfortable, because this is who I am. And then you anchor yourself in the positive. anchor yourself in the chilek eloka mima'al. Anchor yourself in the elokai neshama shenatata bitohorahi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the walls that Sarah Fenton talked about, the seven walls, we're breaking down those walls of all of those templates, all of those names that we call ourselves, all those constricted states of consciousness that limit our ability. And guess what? Once we start breaking down those walls, breaking down those names, then we start ripple effects out to our family, to our loved ones. And then we start seeing them in different eyes, and they start seeing us in different eyes. And guess what? That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu then judges us. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rechum Echanon. You can actually step out of yourself and judge yourself as the Chelek Eloka Mimal. Hashem says, I will step out of those boxes. I said, Elishava, I saw Elishava, I say she did A, B, C, X, Y, Z. I'm not even going to say the words, right? Hashem, Baganu, Gadam, Hashem says, okay, you did all that stuff. I see that you are acknowledging that and stepping out of that. And now stepping into your Chelek Eloka Mimal, Hashem says, I'm going to do the same for you. I'm going to break out of those constructs that you created and that I created for you, Hashem himself created for you, and I'm going to bring you a full geula, a full redemption. May we all experience v'taka v'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu. May we all experience that redemption, that cheirut that comes from freeing your soul from being enchained, from being encrusted by the layers and layers and layers of negativity that surrounds us, creating us for ourselves a new name, a new heart, lev chadash, that knows how to love, that knows how to embrace who I was and all that I can be. Blessings to you, Shana Tova.
Amen, amen, amen.
Shana Tova.
Amen.
Thank you all. Thank you, Judy, for an amazing,
thank you, Judy. Judy.
Amazing, powerful day.
Thank you, Judy.
The best, wow. The best of the best.
Yeah, thank
amazing
you.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you all for staying late. You're wonderful. Thank you, Elisheva.
Thank you. Thank you, Elisheva.
Thank you, Elisheva.
Thank you,
Elisheva. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Elisheva. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful day.
Yeah. New names. We're going to call
you. Rivka, happy birthday.
Let's
start. Okay,
birthday, Rivka.
I don't want to.
Look, here's the Tshuva boot camp.
Woo! I don't want. I don't want to keep you guys longer, but since I said I would bless you, then if it's okay, well, I'll try and make a short blessing. That we should all be, as we say in Birkot HaShachar, Hokeach Evrim, that we should have the clarity to see the real, the Mitziyut. Hokeach Evrim, Matir Asrim, we should be freed from where we're stuck and to be free from those wrong names, and we should be pokechri matirsim. So keif kuvim, that we should stand up straight from our bent over position of being humbled by false, by non-truths about ourselves, and that we malbisha wami, that we should be dressed with who we really are, the ora makif. And we should really become who deviated ruach shtut that wasn't us, and we go back to who we really are and grow more and more to reach our potentials.
Amen.
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 Gorgeous. And the,
I just want to say, Tova for all of her help with the schedule, and I want to thank
Tova.
Bravo.
To all wonderful teachers and
thank you.
Also, we can all just daven for Joy Boss Marcel. Joy is in the hospital and she had some surgery, and we should just daven her. Joy, you know, Joy. And,
really?
Right. Simcha? The Parsi lady?
Yeah.
And what's wrong with Dr. Ben Shushan?
He's recovering. He had COVID.
Okay. Baruch Hashem, he's recovering.
Thank God. He's at home.
Okay, good night, everybody.
And everyone should daven for Smadar.
Thank you, Judy.
Okay.
Thank you. Good night. Wow,
thank you.
Baruch Hatima Tova.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you.
Love you. So good to see you. Amazing. Regarding Acher.